I'm Greg, the former Yellow Wiggle.
I'm Murray, the original Red Wiggle.
I'm Jeff, the original Purple Wiggle.
I'm Anthony, the OG and present Blue Wiggle.
And we're here to talk about the legend of Blackie Gibby. I ended up being the Yellow Wiggle because Anthony ran quicker to the Blue Skivvy than I did. The Yellow Skivvy was next to the Blue Skivvy, so I took that one because it was the only one left. But I love yellow, so it worked out well.
My original colour was green, but there was a technical advance back in 1991, 92. It was called green screen, but that meant that my body disappeared. So I had to become the Blue Wiggle. I guess in the words of Kermit the Frog, it ain't easy being green.
When we came up with the idea of the skivvies, I already had a red one, so I got first choice, which was pretty good because I like red, but I got to wear it way more than I thought I would.
All the other colours had been chosen, the primary colours, and I thought a nice medium would be purple, a cross between red and blue. I used to love the colour purple until I became the Purple Wiggle because I couldn't really go out in public. It was a bit of a signature. It was sort of like waving the red flag around to say, look, look here, it's the Purple Wiggle.
Something fans don't know about me is probably that I actually don't eat fruit salad yummy yummy. Not that it's not yummy yummy, it's just I don't like it very much. So that's something people probably don't know.
I think that would be that I absolutely love mini fox terriers. You know, we got a big dog, Wags the Dog with the Wiggles. But most people don't know that I really, really love little dogs.
Something my fans might not know about me is I really love crime novels. I don't know if it's because I grew up with a father who is a policeman, but I love crime shows and novels, all sorts of different ones.
Now, something that our fans wouldn't know about me would be the fact that I'm actually a really light sleeper. Go figure.
Favourite Wiggle song of all time? It's a hard one to pick. Look, I reckon I'd say Can You Point Your Fingers and Do the Twist. I love that song. It's a great song.
Well, it's a tie. Rock-a-bye Your Bear. The reason I love that, because little children, a lot of them, that's their first song that they dance to with the Wiggles. My other favourite is Fruit Salad Yummy Yummy, just because it's just such a great groove. It's four on the floor. Fruit Salad Yummy Yummy. Whoa.
My favourite Wiggle song of all time, there's so many great ones, Hot Potato, Fruit Salad, of course, but I always liked doing Play Your Guitar with Murray. Not for ego reasons, it was just great fun playing some solos and rocking out.
My favourite Wiggle song of all time would have to be Rock-a-bye Your Bear, because it's a beautiful, gentle song for preschoolers. Plus, I get to sleep in it.
The cheekiest Wiggle, I think, is actually Jeff. It's all that sleeping he does, I guess. He comes up with great things in his dreams, perhaps.
Who's the cheekiest Wiggle? Probably Anthony. But Jeff's the probably funny Wiggle. He's the one that the children thought was the funniest.
In my opinion, the cheekiest Wiggle would have to be Anthony. He's very spontaneous, always coming up with harebrained ideas, which will end up being great ideas.
Captain Feathersword. I know he's not a Wiggle, but he is hilarious. Very cheeky.
I think the best piece of advice to give to any Wiggle's successor is to wear the skivvy with pride and make sure you wear it with a big smile, and it will make people happy.
Do your best to learn your craft. Be the best dancer you can be. Work hard at singing or your musicianship. And really, 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 once again, respect the children that are coming to see us.
I guess the first advice I would have given to my Wiggle successor, Simon, was just have fun with it. You know, the audience is so much fun, and that's a big component of being in the Wiggles.
The advice that I gave Lockie when he became the new Purple Wiggle was take the sleeping as much as you can, because you won't have much time to sleep outside of that little power nap that you get on stage.
Well, hope you learned something new about me today.
Was that okay?
I think I've still got it.
After all those questions, I think I could do with a nap.